Sharon Stone, Trump won because of uneducated Americans who don't travel abroad. By David Ng on November 26, 2024. Basic Instinct star Sharon Stone has blamed President-elect Donald Trump's victory on what she called uneducated Americans who don't have passports and have never traveled abroad. Speaking recently at a press conference at the Torino Film Festival in Italy, Sharon Stone delivered a Kamala-esque word salad lecture on the recent presidential election. At one point, she swerved her high horse onto a truly bizarre tangent about the importance of distinguishing good men versus bad men. A seeming attack on men who voted for Trump, who are bad in her view. Stone kicked things off with by comparing the incoming second Trump administration to fascism under Benito Mussolini. Italy has seen fascism. Italy has seen these things. You guys, you understand what happens. You have seen this before. My country is in its adolescence. Adolescence is very arrogant. Adolescence thinks it knows everything. Adolescence is naive and ignorant and arrogant. And we are in our ignorant, arrogant adolescence, she said. The actress then gave her description of the kinds of people she thinks voted for Trump. We haven't seen this before in our country. So Americans who don't travel, who 80% don't have a passport, who are uneducated, are in their extraordinary naivete. Stone got deeper into her word salad. We must say that good men must help good men, and those good men must be very aware that a lot of your friends are not good men. And you can't continue to pretend that your friends are good men when they are not good men. And you must be very clear-minded and understand that your friends who are not good men are dangerous, violent men, and you have to keep them away from your daughters, wives and your girlfriends, she said. Because this is a time when we can no longer look away when bad men are bad. Stone was at the festival to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award, much like Alec Baldwin. As Breitbart News reported, Sharon Stone recently said she would consider moving to Europe if Trump won the election. It remains unclear if she has given up U.S. residence. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.